Doug Neff and KDKD, Lieutenant Governor Mike Keough on campaign. And man, you've been doing a little bit of a tour of the state of Missouri, haven't you?
Yeah, this is week four of our bus tour, and it's been going great. We've had great receptions from folks all over the state. We've been in southeast and northeast and all points in between. I'm happy to be in Henry County today and Clinton on the town square. It's just amazing the people that come out and want to hear what's going on.
The little towns in Missouri, we always talk about Kansas City and St. Louis, but the little towns in Missouri, the smaller communities, are definitely the heart of the state.
Yeah, this is the heartland here, and common sense, Christian, family-oriented people that want to just hear what the message is that's going on and want to make sure that, like I say all the time, government is staying out of their life. I think that's probably the most important thing we can do on a day-to-day basis. But really, they're concerned, and this is the heartbeat. Small-town America is where it's happening. Certainly in small-town Missouri, it's the same.
And you, along with Governor Parsons, have done a great job with the state of Missouri. Is there anything that stands out to you of one of the issues that you guys have tackled so far in the administration?
Yeah, the workforce development piece I think has been really good, where we've worked with education institutions and manufacturers across the state to make sure that we get our young men and ladies trained for the right thing and keep them here in the state. Certainly protecting innocent life has been a big issue for both Governor Parson, myself, and your state legislators. Both your state senator here, Sandy Crawford, and your state representative, Jim Cabrillo, have been ardent defenders of innocent life and have made a huge change in the sanctity of life in a positive way to protecting those innocent young unborn. And then, you know, backing our police and firefighters, our first responders across the state, I think that's been really important for us to do. And even though it's something that happens locally in the communities, just making sure, again, state resources and at least, you know, our involvement that we have their back, and we appreciate what they're doing to keep our community safe.
Of course, August coming up with primary. And what do you see as the future of Missouri?
Well, number one, as I've said to everybody, crime is the number one thing we've got to get under control. And as a country, we've got to get immigration under control. I hope and pray that Missourians make a change in November on a national level, and that we can get President Trump back in to rebuild our border and get the wall reestablished and slow or stop immigration altogether. That's been a huge issue to us. We hear about that at every stop we go to, actually, including here just now talking to the prosecutor. So trying to get crime under control is a big issue for us. After that, growing our ag economy. As I mentioned, Missouri's number one industry is agriculture. 87,000 families puts us number two in the United States at family-owned farms. We want to continue to grow that footprint and do what we do best and feed and clothe the world.
One quick thing, you made a comment earlier about whether you're referred to as a car dealer or a politician. Which one's worse?
Well, according to my wife, we're somewhat similar. But my point is, 35 years in small business, I'm really not a politician or a professional politician. Never even wanted to be in this type of office. But I think it's a critical time for our state that we put somebody who does understand what industry and business is all about. And I hope to be able to represent that. And I'd be honored to have people's vote on August 6th.
Mike Keough.
Thank you for having me on today.